Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You've got to get the war spirit. You got to make war. You got to get on the war path. You got to feel it and know that righteous indignation to crush the enemy. You've got to aggressively make war on them. That's why I call it InfoWars. You have to realize they've declared war on us, they've attacked us, and we're declaring war right back on them. And we have it in our mind's eye. We have envisioned their destruction. We know they are going to be defeated, and they know it now. They can feel the Spirit rising in us. They can feel the power of God radiating the good in the world to make a great stand against wickedness. And your churches are nothing but devils telling you not to fight, telling you not to be involved, telling you not to get on the field. This is an incredible honor to be alive right now. And it's only going to get more intense. Kevin in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, you're talking about militaries and the police?
Yes.
Up here at the fort, about 90 miles from me, last Thursday, the New York City police were having applications to recruit soldiers for the NYPD.
Well, that's most of the news. Police are soldiers. They've been running checkpoints, arresting families, door-to-door gun confiscation, perfect training. The UN documents admit that that's why they like to rotate Western troops through those peacekeeping ops is for domestic ops. But that's nothing, sir. I'm talking about foreign troops in agreements to Police America and Mexican Police, Associated Press.
Well, it's something new. It was just recent, though. That's why I thought I'd tell you.
No, it is important. No, they're accelerating the merger. Also, there are these, quote, shutdown bases from Texas to New York to California. It's everywhere, sir. Arkansas, Florida. They take Brooksville. Oh, we're going to give the old base to the police. But then the troops run it. They put a Homeland Security officer in it with a CIA officer, and then they merge it all together.
Yeah.
Then they feed the cameras in, everything. To watch the people, not the illegal aliens that they control. Through Rob Allen and Co., based in Dallas.
Well, I'm going to call my senator and Clinton and Schumer, I got.
What are you going to tell those two traitors?
To vote against the embassy and any gun control.
But obviously you know they don't care, so it's just good to give them a new call and just let them know that you know they're enemies of America. I would just let them know, hey, we know you're scumbag traitors and you're guilty of treason. I think it's important for them to get that message.
Yeah, well, it's a traitorous act is what it is.
It is. Does it make you sick or is there something wrong with me? I mean, this is a serious stab to the heart that they're about to do on Monday. I mean, is there something wrong with me that I'm so upset right now?
No. You have a good reaction. Here up here, they want to shut down a GM plant, 400 jobs next year, by the end of next year.
They're shutting everything down. Halliburton's leaving. I mean, every day some new corporation leaves. I mean, it just, folks, they're evacuating us. The elites are evacuating. We are in deep trouble. God, help us. God, we're sorry we've been so evil. We're sorry for everything we've done, but give us a reprieve like Nineveh. Please, or at least have a great awakening so there's a larger remnant to resist as the things get darker. But for God's sakes, help conservatives see how they've been deceived by the fake media, the fake conservative media.
Yeah, well, I'll let you go.
Good to hear from you, Kevin.
Right,
Jeff and everybody else, we're going to get to you when we get back. I shouldn't let myself get this mad, but my God, I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't even feel like even sitting in here. This is one of the days I feel like I could take on 10 people. You know what I mean? I mean, I know I could. I know I could just, I know right now I could take on 10 people right now. Because it's survival mode, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just tied into that. And, and maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I need to just go back to sleep, hand my guns in, work, have Mexican troops rule over my family, and just put a Mexican flag up in my yard. Maybe that's the answer, just put Mexican flags up everywhere instead of American flags and just be honest about what it is. And just do what they want. Kick Ron Paul off the debate. Just give in to them.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For those that didn't read the Associated Press, the Santa Fe Police Department wants to hire Mexican nationals, Mexican police, to come join their police department. This is the North American Union. There is real moves. More Republican Party leadership has come out and said, yeah, kick Ron Paul out of the debate. Looks like they're moving to do it. We're posting up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's been up there. A link to sign the petition that goes to Congress. This is the official petition website, the big petition website. I don't know. I haven't checked it since last night. It was 4,000 last night. To not have him kicked out of the debate, we're going to send that money to the RNC. Also, we're posting phone numbers to the Congress about the blanket total amnesty that we need to get up so we can stop them, and links to a big website that has congress.org that has all the Senate's phone numbers. Right now, though, let's get some more of your calls out of the way. Jeff in Rhode Island, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I am really, I've never seen it this bad. It's just,
yeah.
It's,
I do my war on talk radio here in Rhode Island. I've been trying to call in for so long. Honored that you took my phone call. I just want to tell you, I tried to call in months ago. We were on a FEMA list for federal funds, and I wanted to call in and ask you what I should look for. But after after a while, I listened to you. You kind of gave me the skill of predicting what to look for. We just had the state police and local officials trying to pass a bill where they can, without a warrant, get your phone records and your internet records. Just last week, we had an anti-terrorism drill in one of the schools here. It's pretty bad. Even with the illegal aliens, it's really bad in Rhode Island here.
Well, I'm sure, just because it's more like 36 million, not 26 million.
Well, even in this state, the percentage of people on disability is 20% of our population.
Do you remember 2.5 years ago, it was the headline in the, what's the main newspaper there in Providence? The Providence Journal?
Providence Journal.
Yeah, they had the headline that the governor wants martial law power, and it said, if you criticize the government, you'll be arrested. And everybody freaked out, and they beat the bill, but they actually announced, we're going to have it where if you criticize. It said the 1917 Sedition Act. And,
yeah.
I mean, folks, they're not playing games. They had a law they almost passed in Oregon where if you protested, you get life in prison in a forced labor camp. It said forced labor camp. Okay? I'm telling you, they're not joking around. And here in the Southwest, it's going to be bad. And we're going to have Mexican and other Latin American death squads literally ruling us. It's just, and you tell these dumb yuppies that, and they laugh and they snicker. They just don't understand.
Yeah, and Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you real quick, the RNC will not take my phone calls.
What happens?
They put me on hold after I tell them what I'm calling about, and I just sit there for hours.
Well, you don't do that. You just keep calling back, and then you say, oh, yes,
I tried, but it's a long distance for me, and it's really pissing me off. Excuse my French, but...
Listen, my friend, you keep it up. Start a blog. Start a website. I don't care if it looks ancient when you started or it isn't perfect. Start writing up what's happening. You know, call it Rhode Island Chronicles or something, .org, and then you just fight them, and you just get the word out, and you'll meet like-minded people. Oh, yeah, they're moving hard against us everywhere. See, people think I'm joking about all this. They're using tens of thousands of Nicaraguans and El Salvadorans in the death camps in Iraq. That is mainstream news. We told you that a year and a half before with Sally Castillo, who was, again, an Army sniper, sheriff's deputy, then a Border Patrol agent, then high-level DEA, the main guy for all of Latin America. And he saw it, folks, and he reported on it. And, it's just, we're in deep trouble. Los Zetas is being trained by the CIA. The Mexican commandos are using them as muscle to kill rival drug gangs all over Texas. I mean, the government runs enforcing where I live and use Mexican troops to kill drug dealers. They've had car bombings in Dallas, machine gun attacks. I mean, it's just, oh, my God, I can't believe it. The feds are already using them for hitmen. In fact, if they ever try to whack me, it'll probably be Mexican troops that do it, because we know they're doing a lot of their political hits using Mexican commandos. I mean, folks, this is, it's over. You understand? The jig's up. They're openly going to start hiring Mexican police. Oh, my God, I can't believe what's happened. Who's up next here? We're going to go to Zach in New York in a minute, but I'll be on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., you be sure and join me. We're going to be giving out phone numbers covering the latest on the amnesty bill coming up Sunday. Be sure and join me. If it's not on your local AM or FM, tell them to pick it up. It's up on the Big Star Guide satellite, or just listen to it on KLBJ 590 here in Central Texas from Oklahoma to Mexico border. Or you can listen over the internet at Infowars.com. Let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the air.
Hello. I actually have some good news for you. I was on the Yahoo front page, and they have an AP story that's titled Mexicans Fear U.S. Immigration Plans, and I wrote down the first paragraph if you'd like me to read that.
Go ahead.
It says, Congress's new immigration plan was bad news for tens of thousands of poor Mexicans who depend on U.S. guest worker programs for temporary jobs in agriculture and other seasonal work, such as landscaping and construction. Millions of would-be migrants have been holding tight to President Bush's promise that they could one day apply for temporary visas to get a glimpse of the American dream.
Did you hear the first of the show today?
Oh, I'm being sarcastic.
Exactly. They're being totally... And see, I don't have the staff to write an article about that deception. We've had three senators go public and say they've seen the secret bill. It's basically the Kennedy bill of last year with added total amnesty under Visa Z. And then they get to bring chain migration, bring their families in, and it has the worker, guest worker visa for skilled and unskilled, unlimited. I mean, they only give out like $300,000 for that, what, M3 visa for the Indians to come in and take all the jobs. Nothing against Indians, folks, but it's destroying our economy. I mean, hell, now they're going to fire most of the local newspaper staff and have Indians in India writing local news. They just take the government press release. That was CNN last week. I mean, this is a total takeover plan, and look at the deception of Yahoo and Bush and Sean Hannity. I've heard him do it. I heard him one day for 20 minutes talk about how horrible the open borders were, how we had to have a solution. And I knew he was going to say, we got to pass Bush's plan. And he did it. He is a liar. It's not just that they're doing it. They then lie about it, Zach.
Well, I believe you completely. I have one suggestion for if I could relay that.
Yeah, I'm going to shut up. I want to hear your comments on the Yahoo article, and I want to hear your suggestion.
Well, the first thing that came to mind, I have a bunch of very poor friends, and they're all encouraging me to get on food stamps, which I'm resistant to, but I found myself at the basically the bread line at this church, and about 75 people standing in a row, and they're all seem very receptive to anything you'd like to talk about since they're waiting around hungry, and that's a good place to hit if you just want to hand out leaflets or DVDs or stand there with a sign or just talk to people, because it's a concentration of people who are, you know, on one level down or out and receptive to information. As far as the Yahoo goes, I don't know. It just kind of makes me feel good that they're having to go to such absurd lengths and have such blatant lies just to, you know. I mean, if things are bad for us, how bad are things for them?
Well, you're right, but a lot of people still don't realize that the lies are that big. They're still caught in left-right, and they don't understand that. I mean, Fox News for a day said that Giuliani won and had fake numbers on their website. I mean, it's just the lying has reached levels I can't even believe.
Well, that's almost a good thing. Think about it like that. If you can have any solace in that in your very stressful day, realize that it's just comical. It's like a comic book length that they're going to.
I hear you, my friend. Good to hit. Great caller. Call back again. John in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, nice to talk to you. You know, I heard that one caller mention about the, you know, police with the military, and I want to say I was in Louisville, for Kentucky, for the Kentucky Derby Thunder air show that they had, and it's funny because, you know, we've seen military police, you know, with guns, you know, loaded live ammo guns patrolling the streets with the police, you know, and I was working the event, and I'm in the military myself, and I asked him, I'm like, well, are you guys here, you know, supporting the police, you know, helping them with law enforcement? And they just said yes. And I'm thinking, you know, man, you know, there goes your habeas corpus. And so that's one thing I just wanted to
say. Posse Comitatus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, posse comitatus.
No, but it dovetails. Bush set up martial law under the Defense Authorization Act last year. It's illegal to have the military out doing it, but they're doing it everywhere, brother. They're moving. It's red dawn in slow motion. Do you see what's happening?
Oh, well, too much. And then another thing, just to kind of switch things around, going back to that second GOP debate, you know, there's lots of things we could say about Giuliani and all the other candidates, how, you know, they're all compromised and, you know, conflicts of interest and everything. But one thing I've heard a lot about is, you know, McCain made a statement saying, oh, biometrics would be a great way to fight immigration. You know, oh, let's have the national ID card. Let's bring in the biometric information, you know, where we're all cataloged in national databases. And, you know, where's your freedom in that? I mean, and what terrorism...
Well, see, they also claim it's for the illegals. The illegals don't have to get this. Or under a fake name, they can get the citizenship or get the green card. It's disgusting.
Right. And lastly, too, I mean, here we are in May of 07, you know, well over a year away from election time. But really, we need to double our efforts in every, instance of the police state and everything like that. But one of the biggest things I think people should really be fighting for is, at least in the short term, for the next year and a half, is getting Ron Paul in office. Because it doesn't matter if the shadow government, you know, comes out of their CIA, Al-Qaeda caves and, you know, and admits 9/11 is an inside job. If we get another neocon president and leader in administration and power, it doesn't matter what truth comes out. Well, it will, because there's going to be huge resistance. But,
you know, real fast, because I got Loose Change guys coming up, but I want to get your take just briefly on the other side of what the troops were doing with their loaded guns at the Kentucky Derby. What they were searching bags, because I've caught them before on tape doing it. Again, implementing, training the public, and then people in the military, you know, are they starting to wake up? Then we'll talk to the Loose Change crew. Stay with us.
need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Yeah, we're taking action. We're not backing down. We're committed. Head up. We're going in. All right, real fast, let's go back to John in Arizona.
He was out of the Kentucky Derby. He's in the military, and he saw troops with guns running around. I know that was even on the news, but well, they even go to small-town football games now and search the children. They make a point of it, and they admit it's acclimating the public to the new Homeland Security system. When you talk to the troops, I mean, do they seem to not like what they were doing, or were they brainwashed? And then when you talk to the military that you're still in, what do they say?
Right. Well, Alex, actually, surprisingly, they weren't brainwashed. I asked them, you know, where they asked them where they were from. They were from Indiana, somewhere. I can't remember exactly, but they're part of the Army National Guard up there. And they said, you know, they said it's such a waste of time for them to be down there. They are very unhappy. You know, they've been down there all day. It's you know, an 18-hour day for them almost. And so they're down there, but they're supporting. And you know, they seem to be awake. They didn't seem to be like what they were doing. And he said they were just down there for support. You wanted to know if they were searching or seizing. Did not see any of that. And again, I when I came home, I was so surprised to see him down there at a public event like that. I searched news, you know, Googled it and everything. There's no press releases, no nothing, but,
they do it at highly visible events. That is, the brass does. Homeland Security head Ridge said 2 years ago on Fox, they're doing it to prepare us to merge with the feds. And let me expand. Why aren't they on the border? You see, no, they're at the Kentucky Derby. Well, listen, God bless you. Good to hear from you. Be sure and call me back with more reports. All right, Dylan Avery, Corin Rowe, Jason Burmes, good friends of mine. I, a year and a half ago, got a chance to get to know Charlie Sheen. A few months after I talked to him, he came on the air. Charlie and I were talking about trying to make a full-length movie, and I recommended and said, you ought to just redo Loose Change because I know they're going to do a new version. They came to the symposium in June of last year, now almost a year ago. June 15th? They met Charlie. Charlie was a big fan of the film, one of the things that woke him up. And then they've been busy getting it ready, preparing it, writing the script. I mean, this is a Loose Change 2 is great. This is incredible. And here to break it down for you and give you more details is the Loose Change crew. Why is this important? I'm going to recap Ron Paul. I'm going to recap the border stuff, give out the phone numbers before we leave. But we're covering this right now because this is 9/11 is the foundation of their police state, their foreign wars, their domestic crackdown on freedom. And, yes, I am the executive producer on this with the guys. I am honored. And here to talk about it is the Loose Change crew. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having us, Alex. We're stoked to be on. We're stoked to be working with you.
And that, of course, is Burmes.
It is. Dylan, why don't you say something?
Hey, what's up to all you millions of listeners out there? It's good to be back on the Alex Jones Show again.
And then we've
hey
got
there, Commander, it's Corey. What up?
And then we've got Corey back from the wars on the team. I tell you, what a story. Guys, why did you want to get me involved in the project? You could have gotten a little bit of financing that you didn't really need from anywhere. I'm just honored to be included.
Well, Alex, with your audience and the way that you have established yourself and the way that you can help us distribute and get the word out, I mean, it's really just a good merger. I mean, it's between you and us. We reach a lot of different people, and together we can reach even more. And, you know, we have, you know, you as the executive producer, we have David Ray Griffin, who's going to be our fact checker and script consultant. You know, Charlie Sheen's going to be involved. You know, we got a really good team. We got, you know, everyone together, and we're going to produce this film and get it out to as many people as possible, because that's what we started for, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
And it's
one of the main reasons that we love having you involved, Alex, is that you're going to let us do our own thing, and there's no way that our film is going to be censored in any shape or form.
Yeah.
And you're a bulldog out there, Alex. You're never going to let that happen. And this is going to reach such an audience, and we're hoping that this is finally going to be the tipping point, because as we've said before, if we can make this the number one movie in America, and we've made, you know, Ron Paul the number one candidate in America, we can make this the number one issue in America, and we can have a true independent investigation.
Absolutely. And in the words of Burmes, we're talking about Voltron here. You know, for those that don't know, that's the Chinese Japanimation show where all the different pieces form to make the big juggernaut to crush the New World Order.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've worked with such great people on so many different levels. Like Corey stated before, David Ray Griffin has really vetted the script and fact-checked. And it's been a great experience, you know, not only working with him, but working with you. I mean, I got to tell you, Alex, Road to Tyranny was one of my big wake-up calls, and to be actually involved in a project, in a film project with Alex Jones is a big deal for us.
Well, it's a big deal for me to be involved with the biggest internet movie, over 100 million downloads now total globally. They keep using the number from a year ago of 30 million. Try over 100 million, and be working with you men is really exciting. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about it, take some calls on a host of issues, and move forward in our war against the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Way up north to Alaska, way up north to Alaska, north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old White Mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you right now, you talk about trailblazers, Lewis and Clark, you talk about those that found the Bonanza up in Alaska, or the Texians at the Alamo, all the people that have trailblazed and done dangerous things. What a great example of Dylan Avery, who was, what, 22 years old, 21, when he first made the first cut of Loose Change 2.5-3 years ago. What a journey it's been now with the final cut, which is, again, professional script, vetting, fact-checking, literally hundreds of interviews, so much research, traveling all over the place. And I'm just glad to be able to be supportive in all of that. Let's continue with that and then get some into the View that's scheduled coming up, next week. Before we do that, gentlemen, let's finish up getting into Loose Change Final Cut. Obviously things are fluid right now because you're finishing it up and different deals are going to be made. In the next few months we'll have more information for people. We're talking fall or winter. Theatrical, we're talking about being able to see it in Europe and then the United States. Everything's fluid right now, but folks are going to get to see Loose Change Final Cut very, very soon. Things are now getting more concrete, aren't they?
Absolutely, and one of the great things about this movie is there's footage in it that I haven't seen up until a week ago that we're still ordering, and it's really not only the 9/11 Truth Committee, but community, but the world in general has just not seen this stuff.
Exactly. We've got the Department of Defense footage that was shot in the aftermath of the Pentagon attack. We've got footage inside the Pentagon. We've got so much here, Alex. It's really mind-blowing. And to be honest with you, we're doing things the same way we always have. We've just found alternative venues of gathering footage. Anybody could be making the film that we're making right now.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Dylan Avery is sitting to the right of me editing as we speak. That's how feverishly we're working to get this movie out. So you can see Ken Holden before the 9/11 Commission talking about the molten metal. So you can see Norman Mineta not once but twice actually talking about Dick Cheney's stand-down order. We have footage nobody's ever seen. You can see Duffy and Nash talking about how they were going at supersonic speeds, yet the official version now clocks them at something at 455 miles per hour. There's just so much out there, Alex, and we're just putting it together into another ball of fire that's going to light this movement up and hopefully get something done.
Well, the movement has already gone nuclear. It's just going to go supernova. You talk about light it up. It's burning like a trillion stars right now. But this is going to be like just adding antimatter to the equation. It's going to be a fabric of propaganda ripping event where we're going to tear back some of the final veils and bring these enemies to justice. The Loose Change Second Cut has been an international phenomenon. The first and still biggest internet hit ever. Bigger than ever. Growing faster than ever, and it's such a testament to what individuals can do when they join forces. It's just so wonderful to be involved in something this historical, gentlemen. So again, I thank you for inviting me into the project.
And again, Alex, we're just glad to have you here, man. Again, we're going to reach as many people as possible, and us together, we can just reach that many more.
Absolutely. Now, let's get into The View and talk a little bit about that. Willie Rodriguez is going to be on there. Other people are going to be on there. We didn't want to talk about it because we didn't want to let the producers and other people get a lot of heat and the neocons boycott it and try to block it. But ABC put a press release out last week that may be a neocon trying to get attention so his Fox News will attack and still try to ban it. But looks like you guys will be on next Thursday?
No, actually the date has changed a couple times and they're telling us to be flexible. The good news is originally we were going to be on. We were going to be in the fifth segment of the show for a few minutes. Looks like the segment's getting bigger. They just want to make sure that they got all the planning and everything right. So it might get pushed back a week, but at the same time, we're full green light. And again, the segment that we're going to be doing is actually getting larger. And,
why do you think ABC?
Why do you think ABC? That there'll be no other opposition towards us. They gave Popular Mechanics the chance to again debate us, yet they've declined on several occasions.
Yeah,
now.
Popular Mechanics did decline to debate us.
Yeah, that's the first thing they tried to set up, and Popular Mechanics is no longer doing these type of debates because they get owned on every single one of them. And, I just wish that these guys could actually face us again, Alex, but I think that they finally see that they only have a veil of lies and irrelevant attacks, really, trying to equate us with things like anti-Semitism and Area 51.
Well,
and
really,
the facts are the facts. Molten metal was found under World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7, and now you have one of the guys at NIST, John Gross, denying its very existence. Their lives are running thin, and they're not going to be running for much longer.
Absolutely, and we've got that great footage here in Austin because of the PNAC crew doing a fabulous job. That's Project for New American Citizen, doing so much good here locally. Now, to be specific here, see, because when I knew about this 2-3 weeks ago, I knew they were going to get Popular Mechanics, get you guys, get Rodriguez. I'd even heard they were going to call you before you guys even called me and told me about it, but I wasn't sure because I have sources inside, good friends of O'Donnell, and I've gotten a few communiques. But I knew that they were first going to try to have him on with you, but they refused that. Then I heard they were going to have their own segment. Now they're afraid to even come on by themselves. I mean, that shows what pathetic little chicken necks they are.
Well, I think that they're going to get their own day, no opposition at all, and they're going to be with Elizabeth Hasselbeck only. I don't think that they're going to let Rosie take on the Popular Mechanics crew.
Yeah, and also, I just want to point out real quick that I don't think it's just going to be us on there. They're going to have Willie. I think they're even working on having Stephen Jones there. So it's not like they're bringing us on as the figureheads of the movement. They just called us and wanted us on.
And we just hope that, this reaches more people, and as soon as people get done seeing us on The View, they immediately go to their computers, they go to loosechange911.com, and on our cover page you can watch it for free. We just want to open that many more minds, Alex.
Absolutely, and the day you go on, I'll put a huge link on Prison Planet right at the top so people can also go there and see it, because it's an easy-to-remember domain name, so they don't go off to the screw Loose Change people and all their Pentagon operations. But that's what I was told, is that they were afraid to debate you, so they went ahead and just changed it to their own day. So I'm glad to hear that the name in yellow journalism will still get to spew their lies. Just talk about some of the lies that Popular Mechanics has put out, guys.
Well, I mean, I'd like to butt in real quick. I will not really butt in, but I was actually going back through our debate with Popular Mechanics, and I think there's a very glaring example of the tactics that people like Popular Mechanics employ. Amy Goodman played the eyewitness montage, where there's all these people talking about secondary explosions, Pat Dawson talking about Albert Turry, the chief of the FDNY, saying he thought secondary devices were involved. This three-minute montage of eyewitnesses saying there were bombs inside the building. What does James Miggs respond to? He says, well, a lot of that testimony is based around a story of a man named Kevin Ryan. They totally ducked the issue and resorted to one of their top...
And by the way, Kevin Ryan came out 3 years later because he was working over a whole division of underwriting laboratories and saw their own internal year-long study and report with live models saying it was impossible, so they just ignored that day's eyewitness video reports and just say Kevin Ryan and lie.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how they misdirect and change the issue when they have nothing. Yeah, and another thing I'd like to point out is that they actually had the nerve to say the Underwriters Laboratory doesn't test structural skill. You can go to the Wikipedia page right now, and they've debunked that. They're like, well, although some of the other debates in the Loose Change Popular Mechanics are still up for debate, there is no debating that Underwriters Laboratory tests and certifies structural steel.
Well, I also want to be clear on something else. I want to go, let's pause for a minute going after Popular Mechanics and just go back to something else. I've gotten a few emails. I've seen some message boards that I monitor for really news tips. Attacks going, how dare Loose Change go on there? They need to put Stephen Jones on. They need to put, number one, I gave them Stephen Jones's number, Rosie O'Donnell's crew, a month and a half ago when they asked for it, okay? I gave their producers that, okay? Number two, we're trying to get them on the show. We're trying to get Jones on, and Jones has been contacted. I never even told Jones, by the way, that I'm the one that put them on to him. I this is what frustrates me. You guys took the initiative. You put out the film that's had, per capita, the biggest effect on 9/11 truth. You're to be commended, and a bunch of armchair quarterbacks like to sit around in this movement who basically want to be in a king's court, trying to poo-poo you guys going on TV. You guys, number one, deserve to go on television, but frankly, it's a great weight, and it's also dangerous to be in the position you're in, and the movement needs to stop squawking about who needs to be our leaders and just take action against the New World Order. I want to hear about less about organization and more about attacking the enemy. We are in a hand-to-hand, last-ditch trench warfare combat with bayonets here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have time for the liberals to blow a whistle and go, now everyone listen, we've got to do this in an orderly way. We're the leaders. No, we don't wait for orders from headquarters. We go to the sound of the guns. Men, you want to comment on that?
Well, absolutely, Alex. That's the thing. We're just three guys putting out a motion picture that a lot of people have related to, and we feel blessed that we've been able to reach so many people with our message. We've never said that we want to be at the head of this movement, that everything we say is gospel. We say check it out for yourselves and come to your own conclusions, and please just look at our information. If people want to put us as the figureheads or, Mossad operatives or spoiled punks, that's their problem. We're just going to keep going forward and doing what we're doing because we know we not only are reaching, thousands and millions of young people, we're reaching an older crowd too. So we're just going to keep trenching on, Alex.
Well, I'm not even talking about disinfo folks attacking you. I mean, that's to be expected. You got basically the Pentagon coming after you with Fox News and popular Hearst Publishing propaganda channel. But, I mean, I'm just talking about our own movement needs to worry less about ninnying and more about getting the info out.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. On some of these boards, you'll hear everything that we're funded by the Simon family.
Or that we're intentional COINTELPRO because we endorse a certain theory. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, no one here is perfect. We're human beings, Alex.
Look, it's government agents trying to defuse the movement. It's not working. That's why I raised this contentious point so we could nip it in the bud right now. Corey, you want to comment on this?
The haters are always going to be there. I've always endorsed people like Screw Loose Change. I think that they actually bring more controversy to the subject. And in numerous, every interview, I bring them up, and I say, you know, at least I'm giving someone a job. And they're able to actually bring people to the side of their argument that don't believe us. And then once those people actively investigate the information independently for themselves, they'll realize that we're right, and then they join our sides. And exponentially,
don't tell them our Corey, don't tell them our secrets. It's true, folks. I love it when they attack us. And they're going off such an old model that when Fox... here's a perfect example. Ron Paul. He wins the first debate in all the major polls, so they all savage him and basically bushwhack him. Every candidate attacks him. Every pundit attacks him. Every question is an attack. Everybody saw what it was, a lynching. It blew up in their face. He clearly won that debate. Now they're trying to ban him. That makes him only bigger. Now they're talking about him from CNN to ABC. And again, yes, why do you think the government operatives, and a lot of them are, cannot figure out that attacking us doesn't work?
I mean, that's actually, we are redoing the way things are done. The way the information gets out, we are recreating that every day. You, us, all the independent websites, I mean, we are becoming the media. Mainstream news sales are down, ratings are down, and people are actively going to the information, and they're actively looking for it themselves. And through that, you know, I kind of lost my point.
Well, I want to say this, Alex.
No, that was a great point. That was a great point. Go ahead.
In 2004, when we were watching, you know, the debates there, we didn't have one candidate that was talking about any real issues. The closest we had was maybe Dennis Kucinich. And people would have laughed in your and my face if we said that the alternative media could get a lead candidate in the next presidential elections. And that's exactly what we've done. The alternative media and your website have exploded so much that Ron Paul is now the leader in every single major poll of every debate he's taken part in. And on top of that, the man got on national television and actually said in the first week of office he would disband the IRS, and in the second week he would work to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. Now, if the average American actually knew that, if that was on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post, he would have 90% of the vote. How many people want to pay a federal income tax that is totally illegal?
I totally agree, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing a chance. We're seeing that we can gain ground, that we can win. And in any war, you've got to, number one, folks, realize you can win. It's whoever's got the initiative. Corey, how important in a combat situation and in an info war is knowing that you're in the right and having the initiative and having the moral courage to literally commit to something?
I mean, that's what gives you the morale in the situation to see it through. I mean, when you know what's going on and you have a full picture and you know what you're doing is right, it just gives you that much more motivation, that much more energy, and that much more dedication to the cause, and that's sort of what we got.
And I want all the spooks listening right now, you can still join us. You can still turn away from what you're doing. I marvel at how people can continue to serve this evil, gentlemen.
Well, I do, too, and actually I'm going to go ahead and plug David's book real quick because it just came out, Debunking 9/11 Debunkers, which... goes after Popular Mechanics and how they came out with the debunking 9/11 myth. And so what? His book just came out. It's available on Amazon. It's $13, and it's an amazing read. It's got some really great information in there. And for all the spooks who are out there listening, you're holding on to those beliefs that fire melted steel. Go out, pick up the book. I mean, I'll send you one if you need it. And read it through and debunk yourself.
Yeah, and on top of that, I just like to say some of their other tactics is that they'll make outlandish claims that are open-ended, such as World Trade Center Building 7. Obviously, the South Face has damage to it, but they'll say something like up to 25% of the building was scooped out.
Yeah, for 25% of World Trade Center Building 7 to have been scooped out, technically the entire South Face would have had to have been sheared off.
And then in their rebuttal to Rosie this week, they actually said that steel begins to weaken at 400 degrees. Now, this may be true, but it probably retains 99.9%.
No. They said 250.
Well, no, Hasselbeck said 250.
Yeah.
And then Popular Mechanics actually wrote something up, and they said 400.
It's unbelievable.
Again, 400 degrees, that wouldn't come close to making the building unstable in any way, shape, or form. We know the firefighters were in the impact zone prior to the building collapsing in on itself. They said that they could knock it down with two lines, and 5 minutes later, it miraculously collapses into its own footprint symmetrically, dispersing pulverized concrete and steel beams everywhere.
Loosechange911.com is the website. It's all over the place. For those that haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, get it out to people. Pass the link on to that and Terror Storm and all the other great films like American Freedom to Fascism. Have you seen Google's been taking that down?
You know, I heard that. I was listening to it yesterday, and Aaron Russo was on. I can't believe that. I mean, America Freedom to Fascism is such another great tool, and they don't want you to see that Ron Paul's been around. You know, they don't want you to see his position on the IRS. They don't want people to understand that you put Ron Paul in Matrix of Evil. When was that, back in 2003?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how grassroots this thing is and how far it's come.
Gentlemen, Corey, and of course Jason and Dylan, all of you, I'll talk to you soon. Get back in there and get to editing. Thanks for spending 30 or 40 minutes with us, and Godspeed.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Catch you next time.
God bless. Oh, and by the way, you guys are doing a Saturday show. Saturday mornings?
It's actually Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 to 10 Eastern.
So now you've changed it and beefed it up.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net7tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I've got the number for the Santa Fe City Council that wants to have Mexican police from Mexico to solve the police shortage. Let me give you a clue. We had 300 and something thousand cops 15 years ago. There's now over 1 million of them. Number one, we don't need more police out writing tickets. when they won't come, when your car gets stolen. You just raise revenue, and we sure don't need Mexican police, known as some of the most corrupt in the world. I personally have been shaken down for money. I've seen my parents growing up who just accept it when you go down to Mexico, to be down in southern Mexico, even the nice tourist areas, and they pull you over for no reason and say, I need the little money there. Yeah, that's what America will live under. You can call the Santa Fe City Council at 505-955-6813, or we can just give in to foreign Mexicans ruling us as police. No, this is not a Twilight Zone episode. This is America. 505, this is in the Associated Press, by the way. 505-955-6813. Okay, and you can call the City Council District 1 member, 505-955-6813. The other guy, it's a 6812. Goes through 6813, 6812, 6815, 6818, 6816. Call them all. Call Miguel Chavez. What do you want to bet he's for all this? 505-955-6816. It's just disgusting. Carmichael Dominguez, 505-955-6814. You can call Matthew Ortiz at 505-955-6817 and say, listen, we know it's about Raza and all. We understand. You think we're dumb. We don't know what that means, race, and it's the big race takeover and all. But it's treason to go, hey, we're using Mexican troops in our army. Why not have Mexican police? We're in a lot of trouble, America. You can call the traitors at the Senate who are for total, complete amnesty, and they have Yahoo and CNN and the fake conservatives all over TV saying that it stops amnesty. It is total amnesty. We now have sections of the bill that is secret, but senators have reported that it has what's called a Z visa, total legalization. 202-224-3121 is the switchboard. 202-224-3121. You better get on it, folks. And Sean Hannity's show starts in 3 minutes. I'm sorry to all the callers. Call me back Sunday 4 to 6. I'll take calls. Call me Monday. I apologize. I know you've been holding for 45 minutes, some of you. We just can't take any more calls. We're out of time. I got to give numbers out. And for every other talk show out there, patriot, libertarian, conservative, if you're a real conservative, a real American, real liberals, whatever, help us. Call into Sean Hannity and let him know that he's a traitor. Get into the show. We have his phone number and stuff linked. 1-800-941-7326 or 1-800-941-SEAN. 1-800-941-SEAN. And his show starts in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Do it all. Call the Santa Fe traders. Call the police department if you like. I've got their number. So, you know, I'm going to get all these posted on JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you right now. I got the chief of police of the Santa Fe Police Department. And that's 505-955-5010. Call them all. But mainly, call the RNC and tell them, don't take Ron Paul out of the debates. We'll never vote for Republicans again. And then secondarily, call, both are important, about the amnesty. This is the amnesty. Bush says he's got a deal. He says they're going to secretly bring it out for a vote. Secret bill. Oh, that's always good. But we know what's in it. Total amnesty. They're keeping it secret and saying it is an amnesty. And buy the videos. We need your support. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Have a great weekend. See you back Sunday. See you back Monday.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Black Berkey Pure.